We do praise you and thank you. We do lift you up and exalt you. It is humbling every day just to be in your presence. It's humbling to be in the center of your love, to know that we are the center of your attention. How much you love us. We thank you and praise you. We just rejoice in you today. We lift you up and exalt you, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We give ourselves to you. We are open to all that you have for us every day. But as we come together as a body this morning, we are open to the word that you have for us. We want to receive because we know as we spend time in your word, it is you revealing yourself to us. So we're open and ready to receive all that you have. We give you the praise and the glory. We worship you. We lift up those people that we know in our lives. We lift up those that we're thinking of, that we know, that maybe they know you, but they're not dedicated to you. Maybe they've just fallen by the wayside and they've let life take all of their joy and all their hope from them. We think about them and we lift them up to you. We lift them up, those individuals we're thinking about, and we speak a stirring in their very soul, a stirring, a fresh revival in their heart, a passion for you. Just a reawakening in their heart for you. We want them to walk in your love and to be fruitful in you. And we think about those people that we know in our lives that don't know you, who have never bowed their knees to you, who walk under the deception and the lies of the enemy. And they walk in bondage and they walk in defeat. And we lift them up today as we think about them. We lift them up and we say that all of the lies and deceptions that have kept them away from you, we break in the authority of Jesus' name, and for each person that each one is thinking about, we break the bondages, we break the deceptions, we break all of those lies that have kept them blind, we break all of those chains that they are free, and that the word that they've already received and heard, we water with our prayers, that it comes to just be that stalk, and from that stalk, that green leaf, and from that leaf, it comes to a head, and from that head, there's a kernel. And from that kernel comes the harvest, and they come to know you as the Lord and Savior. We lift up those people in our lives as well. We just thank you and praise you. We thank you for your love, for your passion for us. We rejoice in you, in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You guys can be seated this morning. You know, before we get started, one of the things that the aftermath of all the election, you see all these people who are so upset and so angry, and you know, one of the things that I think about is when they talk to those people, how many of those people are angry, but they never voted. I mean, they had an opportunity, but they never went out and they never used the vote that they had. Well, it puts me in mind, there's so many people that we know in our lives. Maybe there's people that you know right now, that you know, they know Jesus Christ. But for whatever reason, they just kind of walked away from church. They kind of walked away from that gathering together. They have the answers that they need. As they walk away, you see their lives. It falls into struggle. It falls into heartache. It falls into defeat, and they don't understand why. If you know some of those people, let's pray for them. But ask them. Invite them. I mean, there's people that each one of us know. That you know they know Jesus Christ, but you also know they don't have a body. They don't have a fellowship. Let's ask some of them. Bring them. Have a love and heart for them, and ask them to come so that they can receive the word. Because you know what? They're going to receive some things from you, but they'll receive things collectively from this body. Here's one of the things I love about the body that we have. And I've told Donna this. You know, we might be a small body, but I think I shared this with this you before. This is like maybe 2 months ago. You know, I was just thinking about how many people there are. And as I was thinking about you guys, because you guys that are here, you're here because you have a passion and a love for the word. And you want the word. If I brought in anybody, I mean this sincerely, if I brought in anybody personally, and I brought them here, I would have total confidence. They could talk to any one of you, and I know that they would get solid word because I know your hearts, and I know your passion for the word of God. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit showed me, he said, Todd, don't despise the days of small beginnings. Because he said, I've given you the people that are here. There's no dissenters. There's no troublemakers. There's none of those people that come in and go from church to church. The people that are here are all strong, solid believers who love me and love the word. That's you guys. And I don't take that for granted at all. Jim's laughing. So, Jim, are you laughing at Ed? Is Ed the one that doesn't fit that mold?
No, he said I was the one.
Oh, okay. As long as we know the one individual that we've got to work on, apparently still Jim. All right. Well, before we get started, one other thing. Tuesday is your birthday? Donna keeps me informed. I have my sources, people who let me know these things. So Tuesday is Chris's birthday. We're going to wish her a happy birthday and pray for her. Anybody else have a birthday coming up this week? Anniversary? Everybody just focus your heart and your attention and your love on Chris. Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for Chris. I know that when Chris and Al started coming here, I just know that they just bring with them a sense of peace. When they walk in the door, there's a joy that comes in with them. It does my heart good when I see Chris and I see Al and I see Zach walk in. We just thank you and praise you for that. Now, we lift up Chris. As she gets ready to celebrate a birthday, we thank you for just the creation that you've given us, your handcrafted personal creation of Chris. We thank you that you share that creation with us. And as she gets ready for another year, she celebrates this year that's done, and as we look ahead to the next year, we agree together as a body of Christ, and we say over Chris, we speak every blessing, every favor, every good thing that you have planned for her year, that she doesn't miss one of those things. We speak health, we speak safety, protection, growth in all ways, your joy and your peace, the fullness of your love exemplified and fulfilled in her and through her. And we thank you and praise you for that. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Happy birthday, Chris. All right. I think we all go through times. I'm sure we do. We all go through those times, those moments in life, when it just feels like there's a distance between us and Jesus. It's when we start to ask those questions that are, Jesus, are you there? Jesus, do you see what's happening in my life? We feel that distance from Jesus, even though we know from reading the Word of God, we know that He's ever present with us, and we know that He will never leave us. What I want to do this morning, I want for each one of us, I want us to see individually just how close Jesus is to us. And I want us to see how every day Jesus is showing us tangible demonstrations of His love. It's personal. His love for you is personal. And He shows us that love on and on. Here's the great reality. The great reality is that Jesus takes great joy in being with you and with me. It's a joy for Him. Even when I am unlovable, He still loves me. And He wants to be with me. I know me. That's astounding. Don't laugh, because the same thing's true for you as well. Although, I can't imagine any of you guys being unlovable, truly. But He loves you. Even when you're unlovable, He still does love you. Jesus joys in being with us. I mean, if you just stop and contemplate that, that's just astounding. He joys in being with us, and He shows us how much. He shows us how much the fullness of His love for us. Jesus is always showing us every day. He's showing us how much He loves us. He's given us personal signs of His love. And if I will believe that, and if I will expect it, I will more readily see and recognize those signs of His love, His personal signs to each one of us, indications and reminders of His love for us, signs just to you. Now, in the Bible is filled with awesome and powerful signs from God. We know that signs and wonders follow us as His believers. Signs. The Bible is filled with signs that are used for prophecy. Signs that are used just to demonstrate His power. There are signs that Jesus has. Signs that are to draw men. The purpose is to draw men towards the divine revelation that He has and for His redemptive plan for man. Now, all of those signs I'm talking about, those are all supernatural manifestations. We've heard great messages on those signs. I could give you great messages. We could spend days, weeks, we could spend all of next year just talking about those kinds of signs. They're supernatural manifestations, and they're awesome, and they're wonderful. But those are not the signs I want to talk about this morning. Those are not the signs that I'm referring to this morning. In both the Hebrew and in the Greek, both Hebrew and Greek, they give elaborate definitions of the word science. I mean elaborate pages of definitions on the word science. What I'm talking about this morning, I'm talking about that one definitive portion of the larger definition. One little portion of the larger definition of signs. So in Hebrew, the word signs means this. In part, it means this. It's a visible, distinguishing mark. Signs. A visible, distinguishing mark. What I'm talking about this morning is those signs. Those personal signs that Jesus gives us of His love for us. They are signs that are just to let us know, to remind us that He loves us. Now, some of these signs are universal. All people can see those signs. Some of the signs, they're individual demonstrations for you. But regardless of whether they're universal or they're individual, we need to see them and receive them as personal signs to you. No matter what you see, when you see a sign, you should take it as a personal sign to you of His great love, of Him reminding you. He's aware of your presence. His eyes are on you. He sees you, and He loves you. Every day, He gives us those personal reminders of His love for us. Now, the first place that we can see this, and the first example, we can see it all the way back in the book of Genesis. After the Genesis flood, it says that God marks. He marks His covenant. And He marks His covenant with a sign. Let's read that in Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 through 14. And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the clouds." God gave the rainbow as a tangible sign to us of His promises, of His faithfulness, and of His love. God is still today giving us tangible demonstrations and signs of His promises, of His faithfulness, and of His love. You know, when Christians see, when you're outside and you see a rainbow, Christians get excited when they see a rainbow. And rightly they should. Because when we see a rainbow, there's a part of us that sees it as a direct sign from God to us. I mean, be honest with yourself. When you see a rainbow, tell me that you don't see, when you see a rainbow, tell me you don't think it's a personal sign to you of God's love for you and an affirmation of the promises that He has for us. That's the way we receive it. That's the way we think. And we should, because that's what it is. You know, you might say to yourself, in the natural mind might try to explain it away and say, well, it's just happenstance. I just happened to be outside at that moment when the rainbow was there. You can look at it that way. You could have been anywhere else. I look at it and I see that God had me out there at that moment. And He had me turn around to see that rainbow. We get excited when we see a rainbow. Because in somewhere deep in here, in our spirits, we know it's a sign to us that God loves us. And He's reminding us of just how special we are to Him. You know, when we were in Israel, for those of you that were in Israel, we saw some glorious rainbows when we were there. They were awesome. Double. When I say awesome rainbows, you know, when you see a complete rainbow, that's rare. We would see complete rainbows. You would see it from one end, you would see it. You'd see it all the way through the bow down to the other end. And you would see all the vibrancy of the colors. And you could see the definition, the lines between each of the different colors throughout the spectrum of the rainbow. That was awesome. But then you would see a second one over top. We would see two complete rainbows from start to finish, vibrancy, all the colors. It was astounding. And you know what? The first rainbow that we saw was on that first morning when we were on the bus leaving for the tour. And I know, for those of you who were there, I remember the excitement that I heard on the bus when the first person saw that rainbow. Why were we excited? Because when you saw that rainbow, you knew it was a sign from Jesus Christ that He was with us that day and He had good things planned for us. It's a sign, and we should remember those things. We should take those things. Listen, the world's going to tell you that those things are just happenstance. I'm telling you, these are signs that Jesus gives us, daily signs, because he loves you so much. He wants you to know every day. He does not want you to forget that his eye is upon you and that he loves you. And he gives us those signs to remind us of the love that he has for us. Jesus gives us signs. Amen. Jesus gives us signs, personal signs, just to say, I love you. My child, I love you. His signs, the signs that he has for us, the signs that he gives us, they are tokens. They are visible, distinguishing marks of his love for us. Now, let me give you an example. It's just a personal example, but it's an example that kind of shows us what I'm talking about with this. It's just a life example. A number of years ago, somebody bought me. They're called bathtub and shower crayons. The whole purpose of these is you just draw on the walls of the shower. I know. Don't judge me. I do use them. And it is. And when you leave, you're going to think about this. And when you leave, you're going to be thinking, where can I get some? Because you know you would like to have some. Where? What? Someone said so? Did you? They're still available. You can still get some of your own. They're supposed to wash off very easily. They don't, but they're still fun. Sometimes, either Donna or I will use those shower crayons and we'll write a note to the other one just on the shower wall. Because we know that the next person, when they get in the shower, they're going to see that. It's nothing more than a sign that I'm thinking about you. It's a message of love. Even if Donna is gone, even if she's left for the rest of the day, I still have that sign, that message on the shower wall that reminds me and lets me know. It's a sign that Donna loves me. This is what I'm talking about. We see those things, and those things are valuable to us in our personal lives. Jesus does the same thing for us. I'll give you another example. We have this little foam camel. It probably didn't cost like 50 cents. But we're continually hiding this camel where the other person is bound to find it. Because it's not even a joke between us. It is truly an unspoken sign that says, I'm thinking about you, and I love you. Now, this camel could show up. He might show up in your coat pocket. He could show up in your shoe. He can show up in your glove compartment. He might show up in your sock drawer. He has shown up in the lettuce crisper of the refrigerator. He can show up anywhere. And when you see this camel, it's just a sign. It's just a sign that says, I'm thinking about you and I love you. It is a visible, distinguishing mark that says, I love you. And it just brings a smile to your face. This is exactly what Jesus does for us. He gives us signs, visible, distinguishing marks every day to remind us and to let us know of his great love for us. Here's my point out of all this. Jesus loves you. And every day he gives you signs to remind you and let you know that his eyes are on you and that he loves you. And if I am watchful for those signs, if I expect it, and if I'm watchful for those signs, I will see those signs. But all too often I miss those signs. And it's easy to miss the signs because what do we do instead? We look ahead towards the day and we see the troubles, we see the difficulties, we see the struggles. Instead of putting our mind and our focus on the one who loves us most, and has given us signs to remind us of how much he loves us. I'll give you another example. When Donna and I bought our first house, Donna probably gets a little bit worried. She's hearing all these stories that involve she and I. We're okay so far. Let me know if I cross the line. I don't know how you're going to let me know that, but I will know. Yes, yes. Yeah, you might see that sign too. What? The cam, yes. Which, by the way, the camel, I was going to show it to you, just so I could show what it looks like. It's apparently in waiting somewhere to be a surprise, because I don't know where he's at. Donna and I, we bought our first house. The house didn't have any study or any office where I could work. And so when I had to put together messages for different churches that I would go to speak to, I had no place to work. So I'd always go down to the dining room, and I'd work on the dining room table. So I'd spread out all my Bibles, and I'd spread out all my paper, and I could spread stuff out. And I'd be working there on that dining room table. Now, when I'm working on stuff, I can get lost in stuff, and I can spend hours on it. And I would get so engrossed in what I was doing that all my attention was on this message. And even though I'm in the house, none of my attention was on Donna. Now, Donna never once complained about that. In fact, she's always been very understanding and encouraging. And she's always told me to spend as much time as I need on the Word of God. The way the house was designed, we never walked through the dining room. We'd always go around this other way. The only time you used the dining room was when there was somebody that came over. You never walked through the dining room. But I noticed that on those times that I was working on a message and I was so engrossed, I noticed that Donna would start walking through the dining room. Now, she wouldn't interrupt me. She wouldn't bother me. There was no words that were exchanged at all. But she would just walk through the dining room to pass me as I was working. Well, one of these times, I just was aware of it. And I'm sure this was the Holy Spirit nudging, saying, Todd, be a good husband. And when she walked by, I just touched her leg. And I would just start doing it. She would walk by, I would just touch her leg as she would walk by. There was no words exchanged. I didn't stop working. I didn't even look up. It was just a touch to let her know. It was a sign to her that even though I was occupied, my mind was still on her. I was still aware of her presence, and I loved her. And I was still there with her. It wasn't until much later that I learned from Donna how much that one little gesture, that one little sign, how much that meant to her personally. Jesus is always aware of you. He's aware of what you're doing. His eyes are always upon you. Even when you feel like you're alone, His eyes are always upon you. And He is always, if we're looking, He's always given us signs to show us, I love you. I'm here with you. Now, those signs come in many ways. They come in many forms. Don't explain them away. Don't rationalize them and don't dismiss them. Rejoice in those and receive them. Receive them for what they are. When we see those signs, like the rainbow, when we see those signs, realize that those are signs from Jesus Christ Himself showing you His personal love for you. Take it as those signs. Listen to this from Romans. This is Romans chapter 1, verse number 20. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen. Think about that. Since the creation of the world, for all time, His visible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And there's a lot of things we could say about this. Here's what I want you to realize. His attributes are clearly seen. The attributes of God are clearly seen. One of His attributes is love. And God's love is personal and it's individual for you. When we see in this natural creation that we live in this natural creation, see His signs, the signs that are specific signs to you personally of His love for you, His awareness of you. He is always with you, never forsaking us, and His eyes are always upon you. Me personally, I like, because we need to see in the natural creation those signs. Rainbows are one of those examples. I personally love going outside at night on a clear sky. I did it last night. I love going outside and just looking at the stars. It gives me great, I can't even describe the peace that it gives me, the thrill that it gives me. Because when I stand out there and I see those stars, it never fails to evoke emotions and passion in me. Because I look at the stars and I'm overcome with an awareness of His love for me and His awareness of my presence. Because I can look up in the stars and I can see that Jesus keeps the entire universe in order. And I know when I'm looking at those stars, I know He's showing me, Todd, I can surely keep your life in order. Even when it feels like it's total chaos, it's just the way it looks to you. I can keep your life in order. I feel like Abraham. Because Abraham could go out. Think about this. Abraham could go out. Abraham could look at the stars, and he could see those stars as a personal reminder to him from God of God's promises to him. It's as if those stars were put there in the sky for a sign to Abraham alone. And you know what? They were. And the exact same thing is true for you. When you go out and you look at the stars, it is a sign for you, as though the stars were put there just as a sign for you that I love you and I have everything under control. My eyes are always upon you. I see you. Look at this from Genesis chapter 15. I'm going to read verses 5 and 6 to you. And this is exactly what Abraham saw. Then he brought him outside and he said, "Look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you're able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed in the Lord and he accounted it to him for righteousness. It's accounted to me to righteousness when I look up in the stars, I look up in the sky, and I see him looking down upon me. I see that his eye is on me. He's aware of my presence. He's aware of my life. He has my life under control, and he's got a plan for me. Amen? Amen? When we look up in the sky, when we look up in the heavens, we should see God looking at us. God aware of our presence. And here's a great example of what I'm talking about. I want to show you a picture of this. This is a picture. It's called the Helix Nebula. The Helix Nebula. Now, turn the lights off too, if you would, Joshua, just so we can really see what it looks like. It's called the Helix Nebula. Now, science, you know, science never gives glory to God for anything. Science never gives God credit for anything at all. And yet, science and astronomers have named this thing, which we see in space. Do you need help with that, Joshua? You want to help him, Tony? I want you to see this because this is something that science, which never gives God credit, science itself has called this, which you're going to see, they've called it the eye of God. And when you see it, it is clearly, and you should see it. You can look at it and you can say, you know, if you just look on any astronomy sites, or if you just look at any kind of pictures, you can look at these things and you can say, oh, that's really cool. Oh, that looks like this, or that looks like that. But there's something awesome when you realize, you look at those things, if you can look at it personally and see that it's a sign from God personally to you. This is what I said at the very beginning. There are some things that are generalized. It's universal. All people can see it. But you know what? Just because all people can see it doesn't mean that everybody sees it for what it is. The truth that it is, which is Jesus giving us, Jesus personally showing us his love for us. They are personal signs that are given to us. Hopefully we get this up because I got like four of these that I want to show you. I love astronomy. I love anything in the sciences. And again, whether I'm reading history books, whether I'm reading biographies, if I'm reading science books, which I love, and right now I'm going through a whole series of lectures on structures. And in all these things, look at it through the lens of the Word of God and see God. So this is called the Helix Nebula, but scientists say they've named it the Eye of God. You can look at pictures online. This is through the Hubble telescope. Now, scientists will look at this, and scientists will say this is nothing more than a random cloud of expanding, glowing gas and dust from a dying sun-like star. That's what science says. I look at that and I say, this to me is a cosmic reminder. It's a celestial reminder that God's eye is always upon me. And he wants me to remember that he sees everything in my life. He knows me and he loves me. Here's another one that you can see from the skies. This is called the hand of God. Isn't that awesome? It looks like a hand, and at the top, it looks like a crown. Now, did this just happen in space? Because that's what science would tell you. Did this just happen in space? Or is this God giving you a sign when you look at it? God saying, my hand is on your life. I have control of all things. And I have the crown. I've won the crown. And I've given you the crown of victory. Speaking of crowns, Also, this is another thing that we see. This is called the crown of thorns. This is another thing that we see in heaven. And to me, it seems kind of ironic. Science never wants to give God credit or glory for anything. And yet I'm showing you all these things that astronomers, they're giving names to things that take our attention right back to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If we get that, it's a crown. It looks like a crown that you can see in the sky. It's just awesome to see. If you can't get that one, see if you can try to get this last one, because I love this last one. It is taken from the Hubble telescope. And in the Hubble telescope, it's called Hubble's Cross. And this is the Hubble telescope just looking out into one little section of space. And if we get it, you're going to see in this one little picture, photograph, you can see there's a white spot and there is a cross. Science and astronomers even named it Hubble's Cross. So did this just happen? Is this nothing more than just random things, random chaos in space? Because you can either look at it as random chaos in space, or you can look at it and you can see that God is saying, I love you, and you have the victory in Jesus Christ. It's all on how we look at those things. Keep on trying to see if you can get it. We can always go back to it if we can't. But all of these things, it shows us Jesus' love for us. It shows us that every day, if we're watchful, he's showing us signs. Now, these are all signs. Recognize, see these signs and recognize them. Listen to me. Recognize them as Jesus touching you as you pass through life in the same way that I touched Donna as she just passed through the dining room. It's the same thing. It's those signs from Jesus every day telling you and showing you how much he loves you. But there's also visual, distinguishing marks that are personal to you, and they are for you, and they're for you alone. They're for no one else. Now, I'm talking about everything I've shown you so far has been things that everybody can see, but I'm talking about things that are very, very, there it is. That's the Hubble Cross. Is that amazing? Jesus is showing you signs every single day of his love for you, and that we have the victory in Jesus Christ. Yes, it does. It does look like, do you hear what Laura said? It looks like God's eye. And he is seeing you through the cross. That is a good, nice. I do like that. You don't speak up very much in church, Laura, but that was good. That was valuable. All right, if we can you get that rubber band, Donna? What I want to do is I want to show you something else. Because again, there are things that are just personal. That he's showing you, that he's showing nobody else. And if we're watchful and we have eyes for it, we'll see it and we'll recognize it as such. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, I went into the bathroom. And sitting there on the counter of the bathroom sink, I found this rubber band. And it just laid, and hopefully I didn't get a picture of it. Just put it up if you do get it. I really want you to see this. This is a picture. I just found it. I had Donna go take a picture of it. Because it's just a rubber band that's laying there in the shape of a heart. And I saw that and I thought, oh, isn't that sweet? Donna just found this rubber band and she just made this little sign for me that she loves me. And because there's nothing else on the counter. There's just this rubber band sitting in the middle of the counter shaped like a heart. I thought, that is so sweet. And I went and I commented to Donna about it and it was clear. She had no idea what I was talking about. Now you might say to yourself, that's just happenstance. I can look any one of you in the eye and I can tell you unequivocally, it's not just happenstance. How do I know that? How do I know that that's not just happenstance? Because when I saw that, I recognized it for what it was. It was a sign of love given to me. Never once did it cross my mind that this was just happenstance. Because you can see a hand behind this. There are some things that you just know in your soul. You know they're true. We are designed. Listen to this. You are designed as his new creation. You are designed with the ability to recognize his signs. You're designed to recognize them. Sometimes you can't explain how you know something is true. You just know that it is. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a few moments. But for this, I could look at that and I could see the hand of God. I could see a hand was behind that. When you're walking through nature, if you're just going through a hike and you're going through a wildlife park and all you can see is nature, you see no signs of man. You just see nature, right? But when you're walking through all that, when you see a pile of rocks that have been stacked up together, even though those rocks are a part of nature, because they're stacked together, you can see the hand. You can see that somebody put that there as a sign, as a marker for you. Even in nature, you can see the hand of man. Well, in the same way that you can see the hand of man in nature, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you can see the hand of God in your life. These are his signs, that rubber band, other things that he gives you. These are his signs to you. Signs and markers of his love for you. And they're designed for you to recognize them. I could see a hand was behind that. My only mistake was I misunderstood who the message of love was from. He gives us messages of love all the time. I'll give you another example. There was a time a few years ago that I don't remember now what the problem was, but I remember being so anxious at night, just disturbed. And I went to bed filled with anxiety and just disturbed. And I had an unrestful night's sleep, and I woke up the next morning and I said, I'm done with this. And so I just decided I'm going to take my mind off the problem, I'm going to take my eyes off the problem, I'm going to look to Jesus, and I just started praising Jesus. And as I was getting ready, I just praised him all morning long. And then I got in the car, headed, we live in Grand Rapids, I was driving towards Toledo. I was driving on Route 65. Route 65 goes right along the river. Now, I don't know what you, I see, anytime I see eagles, it just excites me. This is just me. I look at it as a sign. To me, it's just a sign of God saying, I see you, I love you. There was a woman at our Bible study, she was talking a few weeks ago about how when she sees eagles, she knows it's a sign to her of God. And I know that some people looked at that and said, really? No, that is true. She is exactly right, and she is interpreting it the way it should be. We know because we're designed by God to recognize his signs, and we're designed as individuals to recognize the signs that he gives us individually. So I'm driving on Route 65, and as I'm driving, I've seen eagles before, and I get excited, but as I'm driving, this eagle comes flying down at my car level, and he is parallel to my car. He's parallel to my driver's side. I'm driving. He's not 20 feet away, parallel, flying. He's like right on the other side of the road, between the other side of the road and the tree line. And he flew alongside my car just like that for about a mile. I mean, you can imagine the rush that I felt. It's one of those things, I don't want this moment to end. It was astonishing, but I saw it as a visible, distinguishing mark from Jesus Christ that he's letting me know, I love you. I'm here with you. I'm always with you. I get excited even when I think about that again now. I told you guys this story back in the spring. On Saturdays, Donna gets up before me. I tend to sleep in a little bit. It wasn't that funny. I sleep in a little bit. And this one Saturday morning, I kind of woke up and the covers were over my head. You know, sometimes it's that moment of you're kind of awake, but you're still kind of asleep. But I woke up with the knowledge. Now, the covers are over my head still. But my arm was outside the blanket, and I could feel Donna just tenderly stroking my arm. And it wasn't like this. It was a stroke. It was just a very slow stroke. And I thought, again, I give Donna a lot of credit. There's the heart, there's this. I thought, this is just so sweet of Donna, just gently loving, tenderly loving me. And then with the cover still over my head, you know how sometimes you just get that awareness? You just have that sense there's no one else in the room with you. And all of a sudden I thought, was that just dreaming? Was I just dreaming that feeling? So I didn't open my eyes, and then I could just feel that stroke again. It was a firm stroke, but it was just a gentle, firm stroke on my arm. I kept my eyes closed as long as I could. Because it was an awesome God just giving me a tangible sign. I love you. His signs come in many forms, in many ways. We just have to learn to believe and expect to receive those things, because today he's going to show you signs to let you know how much he loves you and that his eyes are upon you all the time. As his creation, we are created, designed to be able to see and understand and recognize his love for us. Expect it. Don't dismiss it. Don't rationalize it away as just happenstance. Because I know, you know, according to the, it is foolishness. To the natural mind, it is foolishness. But in your spirit, you know it is a sign from Jesus Christ himself that he loves you. Our carpeted home. This one surprised me. You see the look on Donna's face when I said that. Our carpeted home is just kind of white, you know, in this one section. It doesn't have a lot of patterns. It's kind of random. But if I sit, sometimes, you know, if you're just sitting, you're not thinking about anything, you're just kind of thinking, and you're looking. As I'm looking, I can see. I begin to see things. I can see images in those patterns. And I've even taken it back, and I've shown Donna. I've shown her, look, here's an angry parrot. Here's a cat. You know, here's faces. And all the time I see these different faces. When you first look at the carpet, it's not obvious. But once you see it, you can clearly and easily recognize the things that were not obvious to begin with. Well, look, our minds are created by God and designed to be able to see patterns and images. We're created that way. And I believe that God created it that way so that we would see and recognize. As believers, we'd see and recognize those signs. Are we able to get up this last one? Okay, so this is a picture of, this just came up. Somebody, I forget where I found this. Somebody just dug up this thing, and it's just roots. It's just all these bound roots. And once they shook all the dirt off these roots, see, our minds are trained in design. It's just roots. But our minds are trained in design. And as a believer in Jesus Christ, you are created with the ability to see and to recognize the signs of his love for you. Now, some of those things may not be obvious to people that are unbelievers. But the more that you see and you recognize these things, the more you train yourself and you give him the glory and you thank him, the more you see and you recognize those things, the more often you will see them. And the more clear they become to you. Now, before we close, I want to make this one point really, really clear. Because I love this message, and I get excited, and I want you to be excited about the signs that he gives you, and I want you to look for those signs every single day. But I want us to understand that what we're talking about is the signs, the individual, the visible distinguishing marks that he gives us simply as signs of his love for us. That's what we're talking about this morning. And those signs that he gives us, they're signs that he gives us to let us know that he loves you and his eyes are on us at all times. But we can't take those signs. Those signs are not designed to give us guidance and direction. See, a lot of times we tend to look towards signs, and I've got this one friend who's always looking for, she's always throwing out fleeces. God, if this is what you want, show me this sign or do. No, you don't have to do that anymore because Jesus Christ has given us his word, which is living and active. And he's given us the Holy Spirit, which dwells in us. It is the Word, and it is the Holy Spirit that gives us direction and wisdom and guidance. Amen? Amen? We don't look to signs for guidance. We look to signs, and we see signs as reminders daily. God saying, Jesus saying, I love you, and my eye is on you, and I have your life taken care of. There are signs that are designed for prophecy. Pay attention to those signs. There are signs that are just demonstrations of his power. There are signs and wonders that are supposed to follow you and I. And those should draw people to the divine revelation of Jesus Christ and to his plan of redemption. But that's not, those are all great. We'll talk about those. But those are not the signs I'm talking about this morning. I'm talking about those visible, distinguishing marks that are signs of Jesus' daily love for you. Amen? With that in mind, let me close with this verse. This is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 17. I'm going to show this to you in the Amplified Bible. And I want you to see this because when you read this in the Amplified, it's like Paul is speaking and saying, it's like God speaking through Paul and saying everything that I just said to you, letting us know that he's looking at us. This is what it says. I, Paul, picture God saying this, I, Jesus Christ, I, Paul, write you this final greetings with my own hand. This is the mark and the sign that it is not a forgery. In every letter of mine, it is the way that I write, my handwriting in signature. Every day, be looking for the signs that Jesus Christ has for you. Personal signs, just to show you that he loves you. He's aware of you. His eye is on you at all times. It is written from his own hand. You see these signs? It is written in his own hand. It's his signs. It's his marks. It's not a forgery, and it's not a mere happenstance. It is his own handwriting of his love for you. It's his handwriting of his signs of love for you. And those handwritten signs of love, they are signed with his signature of love. Today, tomorrow, be looking for those signs where Jesus just says, "My child, I love you." Amen? Amen. As a great way to transition into a time of communion. Because when we take communion, we're looking at the elements. We think about the elements that Jesus said. He said, when you do this and do this often, do it in remembrance of me. And we see those emblems of the bread, which is his body broken for us. And we see the cup and the wine, which is his blood, which is shed for us. And we see those as signs of what he did for us. Now, it's really easy because every single one of us has probably taken communion hundreds and hundreds of times. And it's very easy to go into communion and have it just be something that we do. And it's a formality, but it can't be that. Today, as you're taking communion, I want you to see, because Jesus, when he told us that, and he made it clear in the Gospels, and he made it clear in 1 Corinthians, the importance of what he did. He wanted us to see and understand. He wanted us to recognize those signs of the bread being his body broken for us, and the cup, the wine, being his blood shed for us. When we're partaking today, when you're taking that bread, I want you to take it personally. Take it as a personal sign from Jesus to you. It was love for you because he allowed his body to be broken for you. Don't worry about anybody else. Take it as a personal sign from Jesus to you that he shed his blood so that you could once again have right relationship with Father God. Amen? He broke the bread on the night that he was betrayed, and he gave thanks. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you willingly went to the cross, that your body was broken for us, and that your blood was shed for us. We thank you and we praise you. And as we partake together, we're not paying attention to anybody else. But in the same way, we can look at those signs in the heavens, and we can see, we can take it personally and know that it's you speaking personally to us. In the same way, as we take that bread, we take it as the sign, your sign, to each one of us, to me, your sign, that you allowed your body to be broken for me. We take that cup as your sign of your love to me, that you shed your blood so that I could be in right relationship with Father God. We thank you and praise you as we just partake together. You be glorified, Jesus. We praise you. Amen. What I'd ask us to do is just come up, serve yourselves, and then just hold it at your seats, and then we'll all partake together. Come on up.